Okay, right. You need to lighten up today.
I am fine.
My
friends. You only get into a mood and you're just not up for taking anyone's nonsense. That's the form I'm in today. So watch out, Gareth. And you know what as well? Nicola Weir is
back. She's back, yeah.
And she's like the Tasmanian devil. She whirls in here. All noise and bluster.
We're going to hear from
all
Nicola.
3 foot of her.
We're going to hear from Nicola very, very soon. In fact, we're going to hear from her now. Because she's been looking at a story, if you've had a health MOT recently, blood pressure and cholesterol levels, weight, bone density, just some of the areas we should be keeping an eye on when it comes to keeping our body in shape. The Northern Ireland Chest, Heart and Stroke Association has recently revamped its health checks to include atrial fibrillation. I don't even have a clue what that is, nor can I say it. Nicola went along to find out more and made sure she got the full Monty while she was there.
So the first check I like to do is blood pressure.
Okay.
And for this, I'm going to check on your left arm. And so nice and relaxed, best not to talk while it's being checked.
Okay, okay, I'll try not to. Well, how did it do?
Okay, so in terms of blood pressure, it has come up slightly above normal.
Has it?
Yeah.
You're joking.
So what we actually do when that happens is we will check it a second time in a few minutes, even a third time. So the next test it'll do is our body composition. So the first thing we'll do is get your height, and then I'll get you on the scales.
Okay. I'm just going to stand on this plinth, and you, obviously 6'1".
I'll say you're almost 5 foot.
Oh my goodness, I've always told everybody I was 5'1".
Okay, that's you. You can pop your socks and shoes back on.
It's almost like a wee receipt's coming out
there. It is. So what that machine did, you couldn't feel anything, but it sent a very low electrical impulse through your body. And then that determines an impedance and things like that. So that's how it's basically a different resistance for each different kind of composition of your body. So that's how it gets all these results, which people are usually astounded by because they're so amazing. So I give the machine some information. So I've chatted about, I've put you in standard mode. So the first result is your weight, and it comes out at 54.3 kilograms. So that is 8'5".
Okay.
So in terms of the 17% that came out as your total fat percentage, then there's an ideal range of how much fat we should have in our body, and this is obviously based on your age and your gender. So ideally, we should have between 23% and 33.9%. So you can actually see you're in the below this category. So you actually have less than the ideal fat percentage on our body. So what we would say is, as long as you're not under eating and over exercising. So the next one we look at is muscle mass. So this is how much muscle you have on your body, and it came out as a total of 42.8 kilograms.
Is that good?
That's very good.
Oh, is it?
So in terms of then kind of showing what that result means, there's little charts at the bottom of your little receipt.
Yes.
And it has a black line, and your black line shows the result of what your result is. And there's different sections, so minus, zero, and plus, and you're actually in the plus section. Great. So the plus section means that you have a lot of muscle. Now, that's very good to see, because muscle is healthy, it's compact, particularly because you're exercising. And then muscle helps to burn fat. Okay, next one is one that everyone has a little bit of competition if we're doing well checks in the workplace.
Right,
they like to have the
have
little
this?
Competition. So this result is called metabolic age, and this basically just gives us an idea of how efficient, how effective your metabolism is working. So it puts an age on at what age your metabolism is working at. So you have the metabolic age the same as a 29-year-old.
Yay! It's a pity the face doesn't say 29 as well, Amy, but anyway.
It does. So what we'll do next is cholesterol, okay? And I'll just chat through and explain that. As I said, it's literally only a little pinprick and you don't see a
there's
needle.
There's a needle. Oh, no. Don't hurt me.
One, two, three.
Oh, jiggers.
It wasn't too bad, was it?
No, it wasn't.
So your total cholesterol result has come out at 5.14. Mm-hmm. And that ideally should be less than 5, okay? But it's just slightly over. Now, we don't panic, because we're going to look at the breakdown, because as I said, that total cholesterol is good and bad fat combined as a result.
Okay.
Basically, this good cholesterol, this good fat, doesn't stick to the artery walls, and it actually helps to reduce the bad fat.
Mm-hmm.
So for this good cholesterol, this HDL, we ideally like it higher than 1.2 for women, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be happy to know that yours is 2.01.
Okay.
So you've got a good cholesterol, a good cholesterol result. Then one that we do focus on now is actually a ratio of your total cholesterol result divided by your good to see what the average out is.
Mm-hmm.
And that one should be less than 4.5. Now, this is an important one, because we want it less than 4.5, because then we're at less risk of developing heart disease.
Okay.
So your result then has come out, your ratio has come out at 2.6, which is brilliant.
Irregular heartbeats, things that's going on in your heart, they have come very much to the fore. And with that in mind, Chest, Heart and Stroke have introduced this extra element of this test, which is AF. Amy, what's it all about?
So basically, we're actually the first charity and the only charity in Northern Ireland to offer this test on AF. AF stands for atrial fibrillation, so quite a tricky word to say. Mm. So AF's nice and easy. And it's a type of irregular heartbeat, so it can make your heartbeat abnormally fast. If you have AF, the heart may not empty its chambers of blood at each beat, and a clot can form in the blood that's left behind. Mm. So with having AF, your risk of stroke increases by 5 times. Yeah, right. And the scary thing is that over 37,000 people in Northern Ireland are living with AF, although it is estimated that many more are living with the condition and it's going undetected. So basically, we have an app on a phone,
right.
And we have this little device here.
This looks like a domino, a large mm-hmm. domino with sort of metal pads at either side of it. Mm-hmm. So I'm putting my two fingers on. This is just amazing. Is that my heartbeat?
It is, yeah. So it's actually taking an EKG. So it's just like a mini heart trace. So it came up normal. No AF was detected, which is brilliant.
So overall, Amy, what would you give me marks out of 10?
Full marks.
Stephen Nolan's going to be really jealous whenever he hears this.
He can come in after and get one done.
Are you sure you really want to take Stephen Nolan and do all these tests with him?
Yeah, definitely. I'm up for the challenge.